Mike, we have officially launched episode one. What's good, man? How you feeling?
Hey, yo, man, I'm excited. I'm happy to know that we have gotten to this point, and we've gotten to the point where we have officially launched everything. You know, that's like a whoo on my shoulders. So I'm excited, man. I can't even complain about this opportunity. You know, I know God would allow us, well, will allow us to do a lot of great things for other people, but most importantly, be inspired by other people and their stories. And, you know, we have a lot of great opportunities lined up for our platform. And, you know, I'm just excited to see where this will go. You know, it was a long process, and it was a journey and a ride to remember. And Amen. Some things that transpire, you know, we'll learn for the next time. But, you know, I'm just happy to be here on this platform.
Man, I you said it perfectly, right? It has been a journey. I mean, we've rebranded, did some more rebranding. Obviously, we did the launch. You know, everything from posting on Facebook to Instagram. I know we're obviously still going to be putting some content out to get some more viewership, but you know, that's all part of the process, and that will come over time. But you know, we are the Power of a Growth Mindset, and one of the things that we are going to stress, and I know this is something that's near and dear to both of our hearts, is mental health. We are officially in May, so we know that this is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Hey,
so, you know, hey. I feel like with this being our first episode and, you know, us officially launching, you know, one of the things that I think that people don't do too often is really check on each other. Right. And, you know, we come from very busy schedules. We've got a lot of stuff going on in our lives, but it's important before I think we kick any of this off to really just take a step back, reflect, and see how both of us are doing. So I know you've had a little bit of a crazy week. And I know it's only Tuesday. So
only Tuesday, man. But you know what? Hey, it's all about the power of a growth mindset. So, and, you know, something good is going to happen tomorrow and throughout the week.
That's facts. So, you know, I think we need to start off with, you know, just a general check-in, man. Like, how are you feeling about things? How is work going? How is the personal life going? Like, how are you feeling overall?
Hey, all in all, man, I'm not even going to flex to you. Today, it was like a test of a man. I literally had to practice what I preach. Today, all in all, it was a hard day.
Yeah.
It was a hard day. And I've seen in the past where I would have just allowed myself to like kind of remain neutral and in a sense save face because I'm one, I don't like confrontation.
Right.
But two, I don't mind speaking up. Mm-hmm. I don't. And so I was in a situation today where I had to use my A, privilege, B, voice, to get a point across.
Mm-hmm.
And it was respectfully received. I will say that. But then on the flip side, another situation happened that, you know, it was beyond my control, but also within my control.
Right.
And within my control, because I can control myself. And I think today really test everything that I've been preaching to other people. Mm-hmm. For example, you know, like know when to take a step back and know when to walk away. And I feel like that's exactly what I did. That's mm-hmm. what I did today. I was able to recognize a trigger and immediately remove myself from the situation. And so with that being said, you know, I took the remainder of the day off. Mm-hmm. And I went to the beach. I cleared my mind, you know, like, because it's important within the job that I do. It's important that, you know, I always check myself every single day before working with anyone, collaborating with anyone. So That's what I did. I worked a half day and I went to the beach and I didn't go to have like fun or anything. I just went to enjoy Mother Nature and actually just get realigned.
Had to have a woosah moment.
It wasn't even a woosah because I think I was beyond that point. It was just like, why? Why are you here? Go back to your why. Go back to that time. Because, you know, sometimes we lose touch and lose focus as to what God has really brought us to certain situations. And sometimes we live in the moment, but in kind of lose touch of the why we here. Well, for me, I know. And it was just like I had to have a talk with him. Despite everybody that was out there on the beach, I had a talk with God. And, like, you know, he kind of reassured.
Right.
And revalidated certain things, because sometimes you'll be in places and spaces and people will make you feel like you are a fool. And it's just like that comes with everything that you're going through and where you're trying to go and what God has destined for you. So, you know, man, all in all, I feel good. I'm happy. I have people at my job to check on me. And, you know, I don't hate anyone. I don't. It's just like for me in my role, it's just like you always have to reflect every single day. How are you showing up? Because sometimes you can get mad at every single thing.
Right.
And sometimes you have a right to be mad. You do. But you also have a choice. You can leave the situation. But then if you're on a test and God is testing you, don't be that person where he's going to put you right back where you started and have to redo the process all over again.
Right.
And so it's just like, you know, it's just like a car. You have to take it in for a checkup, like oil change, tire rotation, like, you know, so for me, I needed that. And so now I'm able to kind of refocus, regauge. And with this month being Mental Health Awareness Month, I feel like there's no better time to practice what I preach.
Yep.
So I try to do that every single day, but this month particularly.
I mean, I think I think through our journeys, through our process, you're always going to reevaluate, right? And you said it best, like May, there's no better time than to take a step back and check yourself. But, you know, I think the important thing is, you know, while we may falter or we're going to have certain obstacles or things that come out of our days, it's always important to remember, I love what you said, remember that why. And if it's not aligned to your why, you need to go take a step back, breathe, and find a way to refocus. Because I think oftentimes, you know, and it's something that I struggle with, and it's something that I'm constantly working on. And I think a lot of folks are constantly working on this, but, you know, it's finding a way to clear out that noise, right? And finding a way to be like, okay, is what I'm doing true to me? Is it true to my mission? Is it true to my values? If all of that is checking the box, then it's like, hey, we're in business. But if not, you know, like you did, take a step back, go to the beach, breathe, you know, have that conversation with God and realign. And, you know, just, you know, it's only Tuesday, but I'm sure you feel a little bit more refreshed and ready to tackle the remainder of the week.
I do, man. I really do. And I just want to say this, man, like, you know, sometimes things, the small things can really tick you off, and somebody else may not understand. It could be something of the smallest thing, like, hey, you told somebody, you walked by them and you didn't say nothing to them. And they were usually every day you speak to them. And so they may take offense to that. Not saying like they shouldn't, because you can't tell people how to feel. You can't control the way other people feel. However, it could be something like where somebody could have told you, you know, hey, what you looking at, you know, get smart with you or something like that. And that can tick you off or set you off. And to them, it may be small, but to you, that may be your final straw, like the straw that break the camel's back.
Yep.
And that could be the thing that set you off. And it's just like, why allow yourself to get to that point? What about your job? What about your situation that is so important for you to constantly take the pains and the headaches and all the stress that comes with it, that you can't take a day, a moment, or a second, or an hour to take care and realign yourself with your why.
Right.
And for me, that was today I made history, because I'm normally the person who, you know, sucks it up and just like I deal with it and I internalize everything. But the older I get, I realize when I internalize, that impacts my relationships with other people, that yep. impacts how I show up in spaces, that impacts how I see people. But most importantly, that's like some extra baggage that I'm carrying when I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's spot on. I love it. I love it. You know, I was just thinking about something that you just brought up. When you think about internalizing and not speaking up, it kind of made me take a step back and think about us when we were kind of, you know, thinking about the vision of this, crafting out how we wanted to accomplish this, right? You know, so you know, it's wild. And for our viewers, you know, it brings me back to that time a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. When you start thinking about internalizing. When I think you introduced the idea of us bringing this together, what was it like, maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago? It may have been back in 2019.
Yeah, it was 2019.
And I know we had a lot of stuff going on, and you know, we were brainstorming and chatting back and forth, because let's be real, we have some in-depth conversations
right.
weekly about everything from politics to mental health,
education,
to
corporate,
you know,
America and corporate, all of it, man.
All of it, man. It might even be like, yo, you see that stock? I think you need to buy a little something, something.
Hey, but that's needed, man. That's
right,
needed.
Because right.
all times, like too many, you have people like, oh, you see them J's. Don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with buying J's, man. Ain't nothing wrong with buying J's. However, if those J's are not putting additional dollars in your pocket, or you don't have
Facts.
Any other type of income that's going towards some type of investment,
mm-hmm.
you need to think. I'm not telling you what to do, but I would encourage you
yep.
to realign your priorities.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's something we're going to talk about, because a mentor of mine said, yo, you know, you can buy those J's just off of the dividends from the Nike stock.
Come on, somebody.
But we're not going to get into that too much. That's another time and a place.
Go ahead. Like the PS5, like, you yep. know, before I would have bought, I would have definitely invested in mm-hmm. like PlayStation. Like, come on. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, and it's not about like, you know, there's the bandwagon that everybody want to jump on. It's not all about jumping on the bandwagon, but it's about educating yourself
right.
to help yourself change that mindset.
Exactly.
And that's the spot for this platform.
Exactly. There's a time and a place. Right. But going back to that internalizing stuff. So, you know, we had the conversation back in 2019, the idea of the platform. But in 2020, I felt like with everything that went on, especially in the Black community, from George Floyd to Ahmaud Arbery to Breonna Taylor, man, I think, and I've had conversations around, you know, police brutality and things that are going on in our community with my parents. But I think for the first time, in a way, I felt like a lot of people, including myself, including you, like, it was like, yo, we need to not only further the conversation, but it's like, let's be real about our feelings. Let's be real about our emotions.
Right.
You know, we've seen the posts, you know, the Black squares that went on last year. We've, you know, I know from my job, we've had conversations about everything that's going on in the community, but I think quite too often those conversations stop after, you know, somebody dies, an injustice happens, we all rally, and then it's like, all right, let's just go back to normal. Whereas,
but is that the case though?
But here's the thing. I'm not saying that. So to answer your question, no.
Okay.
No, it's not, because I think, you know, and I can, and this is just from my perspective, mm-hmm. and it's numbing and it's traumatizing. And it is a guy that I work with said it best. It's like being a Black man in America is like being paranoid all the time.
Mm.
And it's not a healthy feeling. to feel like, oh man, like if I see this cop car, you know, you start flaring up, like, is today going to be my day? Man. Is today going to be the day that I get a phone call that something happened to my brothers, my dad, you know, my best friend? It hurts.
And it's unhealthy, man.
And it's unhealthy. And when we think about the idea of internalizing, you've seen and heard me cry before, but when it came down to everything that was going on in the community last year, it was like, yo, like, I think that was one of those conversations where we were like, yo, more has to be said, more has to be done. And that built the basis of this platform. Mm-hmm. But I mean, till this day, man, it's still hard to put it into words because I feel like it's a trauma that we all experience day in and day out.
Yeah, and I don't think Black people, we will ever be trauma-free.
Right.
However, how we manage and how we go about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And sticking together, unity,
mm-hmm.
is going to help us get through the trauma. Because, for example, when you look at other ethnicities,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm speaking on an individualistic perspective.
Right.
But when you look at other ethnicities and how they work together, they stick together. You got individuals over here working together. They may hate each other at the end of the day, but one phone call away, they there.
Right.
You got one group of people where they doing this together. They building, sending money back and forth and stuff like that, making sure their people good. Then you got, and not saying we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. However, if we can help change the mindset, like, it's okay to go in business with your family.
Yeah.
Because you know that is a that is oftentimes, that's what I hear a lot within our community, that, yo, you don't want to go in business with your family. You can't go in business with your family. I'm like, nah, that's not necessarily the case. Mm-hmm. You know, it's called create some boundaries.
Yep.
And so it's like taking that approach that it's okay. Let's normalize building wealth with family. Let's normalize that.
Mm.
But most importantly, let's educate people and on how that can look within our community.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Allow everybody can't be the president. Somebody gonna have to be the VP. Somebody gonna have to be the secretary. Somebody gonna have to do this. And not saying you got to do that for the lifetime of your life. However, that's where you may have to start.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can start there and then work together, hey, Black dollars, that's like, you can't get no better than that.
Right.
Because without our dollars, the market won't really flourish like it do.
I mean, from all aspects, from art to
hip hop
to sports and entertainment, like there's a lot that goes with it.
And when you say sports and entertainment, like, we got to help kids understand, like, yeah, you can be that NFL player. Yeah, you can be that. Like, don't kill their creativity. Like, allow them to believe what they want to believe. Allow them to think big. So when they get to that point where they're able to get to that position, like this thing that we call imposter syndrome,
yep.
like that can be eliminated. Like, because all their life they have been told they can do all these things, not, well, you know, you can't read, you read on the first grade reading level and stuff like that. Like, that kind of stuff that damages the kids' creativity, and it kills the creativity that the kids have, or the youngsters, the scholars, what they have. And it's just like, what do they have to build off of?
Right.
And so they turn to stuff like entertainment. They turn to stuff like gaming. They turn to stuff that what some people may feel don't serve a purpose, but to them it does.
I love what you said there. It's a, you know, everything that you were talking about with kids, right? Because at the end of the day, we know this next generation and the generation that follows, we got to train folks up. We need people to understand and be more knowledgeable in a lot of different areas. But, you know, as I started thinking through and as I was just reflecting about what you said, man, you know, it just brings me back to the basis of what we want to accomplish here. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of this platform that we have designed is to not only just uplift and motivate folks, but it is to educate and give people the proper guidance and the proper knowledge, tools, and resources to continue to elevate themselves. So when we start thinking about that and we start thinking about the why of this platform, you know, what is, if you could think of, I mean, in whatever the elevator pitch is, I don't want to make it too salesy, mm-hmm. but in reality, man, as you start thinking about, you know, why we brought this platform together, why we're doing what we're doing, you know, what is it that you want to accomplish? What do you want to see that this platform does, whether it's inspiring the next generation, whether it is uplifting somebody, whether it is, you know, pointing somebody in the direction of, hey, you know, you're looking for mental health resources, we got you. But, you know, what do you want to accomplish here with this, Mal?
I'm going to say it like this. Take a holistic approach at educating people and not necessarily educating from my perspective. Like we have some opportunities lined up for guest speakers to join our show.
Yep.
We have opportunities for other people to come on our platform and share their stories. Getting people to buy into other Black businesses. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So for me, of course, education, but help people find a way to live their truth.
Mm.
Because no shade, we've been taught the wrong things by the right people.
Want to expand upon that?
So, you know, our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we've been taught the wrong things by, let's say, the people we love, I put it like that. You know, sometimes our parents, we look at like their traditions, how they was raised and the things they got involved with. And then we look at how their parents raised them and then how their parents' parents raised them. And it's just like, we look at it today and it was just like, some people call it submissive. Some people call it like submissive women. That was like, you are supposed to serve your husband or whatever the case may be. And so when we look at that and we look where we are today, a lot of people like millennials, they're like, I'm not being submissive to my husband. I'm not doing this type of stuff. But at the end of the day, I don't think family oriented values are really there
mm-hmm.
within the millennials. And within the, is it Gen Z, Gen X? What is that?
Gen Z.
And like, they don't really understand the history. And so that's not really coming along with them. But going back to the explanation, looking at jobs, you know, millennials, we will up and quit a job before, you know, we refuse to be stressed out on a job that don't carry anything about us. And we were up and quit in a minute versus maybe our parents, our grandparents, you know, they had to do what they had to do. And I'm not saying that that's wrong, but because that's all they knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of things within a lot of cultures where if you look at it, it's like a lot of question marks. And it actually creates a divide within the culture itself.
Mm.
And so it's just like, some things, like especially like religion, and that's a topic that we can go on for hours,
right?
And how you look at it and you're like, is that really what Jesus was about? I don't recall reading that.
Yeah,
I couldn't wear it. You said I can't wear this to church because that's not pure, like that type of stuff,
right?
And so, and it's just like whenever you look at that kind of stuff, you. For me, it's just like you have to find Jesus or Christ for yourself. Don't go off based off what I know. Don't go off based off what your grandma told you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go off based off what blah, blah, this. If you don't know Christ for yourself, you don't know him. You don't know. And so that type of stuff, like, you know, we have been conditioned to believe certain things. Like we have been conditioned to believe, well, within the community I was raised in, been conditioned to believe, you know, college was the option. College is the only way.
Right.
That's not necessarily the case. Nope. I know a lot of people who don't have a degree at all that makes 3, 4, 5, 6 times more money than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so to tell a youngster that you have to go to college to be successful, that's not necessarily true. Or education is the only way. That's not necessarily true.
I agree.
And so I feel like when we communicate to people, we need to be very wise with our words. Because, like, especially like youngsters, like, they listen to everything you say and they will repeat everything you say as well. And it's just like, what are you communicating? And so going back to your question, man, it's, for me, it's about exposing, not necessarily exposing, exposure to different viewpoints.
Yeah, I like that.
While also living in your truth. But most importantly, in order to live in your truth, you have to know where you stand.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, helping people to understand and be self-aware, because sometimes people can be standing in the field, but not really in the field,
mm-hmm.
like Drake said. So it's just like helping people to understand where they are and then where they can go. And then hopefully with other people that's coming to our platform, we'll be able to educate and drop some gems and drop some like knowledge so that they would then know and be able to make decisions for themselves and not say, well, my mom told me to go do that, so I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Without no rational behind it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if your mom tell you to jump off a bridge, you're gonna jump. So that is my goal. You know, like, you know, when I reached out to you last year and the year before that, you know, I was fed up. I was tired of seeing black and brown people get killed, but most importantly, black men, innocent black men. I was mm-hmm. tired of seeing them get killed. And so I was just like, you know, protesting is good, but what else you doing?
Yep.
Are you at them town hall meetings? And so normalizing things within our community that needs to be normalized. Normalizing, it's okay to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to work through your trauma.
Yep.
It's okay to love your family from a distance. It's okay to cut off your high school friends that no longer serve a purpose to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Come on. Keep it coming, man. I'm liking it. You preaching. I'm liking what you're saying. Keep it going.
It's normalizing that. Like, it's okay to step outside of your comfort zone, step outside of the box. It's okay to take
the road less traveled.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. And so that's what this platform is for. I want to help normalize that. Mm-hmm. And whoever is listening to this, if you feel like you can help join that, by all means, please do reach out to us. Because I feel like that's important.
That's real.
And I don't want to assume your why, but I'm sure your why aligns perfectly and closely with mine. So,
I like it. No, that's real, man. I think going back to normalizing, I think one of the things that I really want to see people get out of this platform is, one, not withholding information. I think a lot of folks, in order for people to grow, in order for people to understand, you know, where folks are coming from, you've got to be willing to ask.
Hey, come on,
and create an environment that is safe for folks to be like, okay, like, hey, I'm going to ask this question. Like, I'm trying to learn about this culture or this topic or get more information on this. Like, you having an environment and a support system that encourages that, I think that is one thing that this platform will provide. You know, when I look back at, we've had a conversation around this, but, you know, when it comes to information, if we're not doing our part to ensure that we are pulling people up, that we are uplifting folks, And creating opportunities and providing resources to allow people to continue to better ourselves. Because I mean, the truth is, we do this with ourselves all the time. I'll send you a tweet that will have a link to some information. I'll send you a Google Doc. You may send me a research article that you've seen. But the whole idea of what we're trying to create, I believe, is an environment that is just going to continue to allow people to elevate themselves, right? And so going back to what you were saying in terms of people being more aware, one of the things that it doesn't really get under my skin, but there's a lot of resources and there's a lot of groups and heck, you can look at a YouTube video for just about anything nowadays.
Okay.
But
I just watched one. Hey, something's going on with my car. I watched How Do You Change Windshield Wipers?
There you go. Hey, I ain't judging.
I was not taking it to the dealership to pay $100. I promise you I wasn't. So
it got done though, didn't it?
10 minutes. That's all it took me. That would have been $200. I'm like, 200. Nah.
Hey, we don't have the time. But look, we got other things to worry about. Not $10. Not look. No. I'm with you. But going back to my point, you know, one of the things that bothers me a little bit is, you know, sometimes whenever, especially when things kind of popped off last year, a lot of folks and a lot of the conversations that I was a part of was, oh, we're not sure. What are the next steps? We're not sure where to donate money. Or, you know, sometimes it was like you get on a call and it's like sometimes people are kind of looking at you for the answer or the solution to the problem.
Pause. Did you say sometimes?
Okay, most of the time.
Okay, thank you.
But the point being is wherever you're at in your journey, and I'm saying this not only to our community, but also to allies, to folks who are trying to understand where different folks in different walks of life are coming from, wherever you're at in your journey, you need to understand where certain folks are coming from. And a lot of that is, one, like I said, it's a YouTube video, there's the History Channel, they've got a ton of resources on the internet. But also not being afraid to just speak up and ask. Like it's okay to say, hey, I'm not an expert on this subject, or I'm not an expert on this topic, but I'm here to learn and I'm gonna go do my homework on X, Y, and Z. Like I want people to be able to come here and I want people to come here to learn, but also be motivated to go and do some self-learning, some self-teaching to continue to elevate and grow on different topics. And I think that's something that this platform will provide to an extent, because I know it is not our job to continue to educate folks on certain topics when there are certain things that are already present.
And I would go to add, you know, it's okay to go to that church.
Mm.
We all got a corner store or some type of store or some type of park, or it's okay to volunteer at that school. Yep. Not every school that have predominantly black and brown students, not all of those schools are considered bad schools. And yep. It kills me when people say that. And I'm like, you never stepped foot in that school before. How are you going to say it's bad? Oh, you read an article that was written from another company that pays them to take a test. So you're going to believe that?
Nope.
And I'm not saying that's not always the case, but see for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we can form our biases based off not factual information. And then this whole time we live and believe in this and it's actually something else. And half of your life done pass you by. And now you done had a deja vu or epiphany, and you like, oh, I didn't know that. And so it's just like, you know, be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
When you go about doing stuff like this, I will strongly encourage everyone, be intentional when you do stuff. Because if you're not intentional, then what's the purpose? Are you doing it because everyone else is doing it? Again, how do you formulate your own opinion about something?
Right.
So that is to sum that up, that's honestly, you know, that's what I would love to see this platform do, is help people, you know, kind of understand the process. That there is a process that you go through in order to become educated and self-aware. I ain't gonna say most, but you know, if you've been to school, you know, you just can't go to Wikipedia and start copying information. There's a way to go about doing that. So for my other counterparts who are not educated on certain topics, I would encourage you to seek out useful resources that are legit. You know, and if you have questions about that, you know, reach out, ask questions, you know, don't be afraid to ask. Well, try not to be afraid to ask questions, because there's no such thing as a stupid question, because sometimes you just don't know. Yep. But at the same time, if you made no effort, then what's going on?
Right.
What's going on? What's really going on? So.
Facts. You know, one of the things that when we were coming up with the idea of this platform, you know, we say we see you, we hear you, this is for you. We've got terms like help me out here.
It's the power of growth.
The power of growth mindset. It all starts with you. Yeah, sorry, yeah. I had a brain fart for a second. But
it does. It all starts with us at the end of the day. We have the choice. We have the autonomy to make the decision. Are we going to sit and be uneducated and continue to spread, like, you know who kills me? Facebook doctors. They kills me. Like, I don't understand who degreed you, but y'all need to get off Facebook. That's not cute. And you out here giving out bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, within this platform, like, you'll learn more about Josh and myself and like our journey. You'll learn more about what type of work I do. But I'm just curious to know that, you know, we both here trying to impact others, and yep. We both here trying to be a change agent within our community. Mm-hmm. But who are you? Who's Josh Gandy?
Yeah, man. I feel like I'm doing a job interview all over again. I love the question.
Honestly, that question, I hate that question. Like, so tell me about yourself. So that's why I started, like, who are you? Because I feel like, you know, people need to know who's hosting this platform.
For sure. You know? For sure. For
and
sure.
There's going to be more opportunities. Like, you know, we got some live opportunities coming up where, yep, like, we have a Q&A and stuff like that. But, you know, I feel like for our first episode, they need to know our history, our background.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't allow anybody just to tell you information. You need to know everything about them.
That's true.
Information that you can attain.
That is true. And yes. Yes. I think part of the reason why that this question gets me a little jumpy, because it's like I like to be very humble. I feel like it's always something where it's like you get to brag on yourself a little bit. But to answer your question, man, who am I? So I will say this. I have been blessed and thankful to have gone through a lot of changes in life, experienced a lot of different cultures, experienced a lot of different places. And I think a lot of that had to just come from my childhood and moving around a lot, right? And so to give you an idea of who I am, I'm very driven. I'm very motivated. You know, growing up, my parents had us very involved in a lot of different topics, or not a lot of different topics, a lot of different activities, whether that was like quiz bowl, whether that was sports, whether that was just, you know, some other after school activity. I can't really. Hey, we all have a different story, but I think through that all, between the many moves, like I was born in Louisiana, been in Illinois, been in Michigan, now North Carolina, New York is potentially something that's going to be coming in the future. And then who knows? But I think through each of those experiences, I gained a lot more about myself. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about this all the time, especially I want to say middle school was around the time where I felt like I really started feeling anxiety as something that came on, and having to learn to deal with it, learning how to overcome it. That's something that I had to work through, and it's still something that I'm working through till this day. Mm-hmm. You know, that these are all things that help shape who I am. You know, I've been blessed and fortunate enough to go and went to a great high school where I was pushed academically, had a lot of different coaches and a lot of different mentors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that propelled me to eventually go and attend North Carolina State, where obviously I met you. But you know, ultimately, I think NC State was one of those places that I believe really, while I had a foundation, I think NC State really helped me build that foundation to go tackle a lot of the things that we're experiencing day to day in the real world. You know, everything from, you know, how do you handle depression and anxiety to how do you handle working with difficult people?
You got that from State?
I mean, not only did I get that from State, but I think I got that from just different experiences in childhood. Okay. You know, one of the things that, and it's something that I had to really work through growing up was just trying to find where I fit in. You know, my parents have had us in all Black environments, mm-hmm. all white environments. And oftentimes when you are, the only one, or you are, you know, whether you're the only one or you're one of many, mm-hmm. you kind of hear things from all sides. You know, you don't fit in here. You don't fit the mold for this. You don't fit the description here. But for me, a lot of that was deeply rooted. Like my family definitely put us or constantly reminded us about who we are as individuals. And it's not about where you stand, but it's like, who are you? What do you want to accomplish? Mm. Where do you see your career going? What are the things that you want to aspire to become? And once you understand that why, nobody can put you in a box, right? And so, you know, going back to what I was saying, like learned a lot through my childhood, learned a lot through NC State. But I think one of the benefits that I had through NC State was I had a lot of mentors and a lot of people that kind of helped me mold that why, and kind of constantly reminded me of like, yo, like, this is just the stepping stone. We have a vision for what you can become. And they poured resources, they poured information, they poured opportunities in me to help instill and shape who I am today. You know, one of the things that I really pride myself on is not only just giving back, but ensuring that, you know, I'll say one of the things that I'm really passionate about is seeing more Black students pursue careers in STEM or going into fields like technology or engineering. And I'm always trying to find ways to bring more folks that look like me into the field to inspire some child to go and pursue this type of field, because at the end of the day, when you are trying to drive business, when you're trying to drive different decisions, when you're trying to inspire or motivate and get people on one accord, if you don't have people who bring a different mindset, a different way of thinking, a different approach to a problem, mm-hmm. you really can't, you're going to still be in the same way of doing things. Does that make sense?
It does, like a diversified portfolio.
Exactly. And so, you know, as I look back and I reflected all my experiences, like that is what has gotten me here. You know, I've been fortunate enough, you know, I studied business, got my master's in analytics, Worked for great companies. I'm working for a great company now. But for me, at the end of the day, if I feel like I have failed as an individual, if I have not inspired at least one person on this earth to go and pursue their dreams, to go pursue their passions, and then obviously inspire, they go on to inspire somebody else. Like I always say, if you inspire one, you can inspire many, because you inspire one, they inspire two, then that's four, that's eight, and it compounds, right?
And I got a question about that. Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
How do you know you were inspired? How would you know if you haven't inspired someone, especially if they don't come back and tell you that, hey, yo, you inspired me?
Man, it's crazy.
So how do you get that closure, I guess, in a sense?
Man, I've got younger siblings. And so, you know, it's wild because, like my family says, like, yo, hey, Josh, you know, you helped me in this way. Or like, yo, Josh, hey, love what you did here. I'm going to take this and use this. But, you know, it's for my parents, me being the oldest child, it's like, yo, you set the tone for the rest of the house for how your siblings are going to follow. And granted, we all have different passions and we all have different careers that we want to pursue. But, you know, to see my brothers come to me and be like, yo, Josh, like, how do I put together a resume? I don't know where to start here. Hey, Josh, I'm interested in going to do this and this. What do you think about this? Or to take it one step further, and this is outside of my siblings, I've had people reach back out to me and be like, yo, I don't think you realize this, but, you know, back in high school, the way you just carried yourself, the way you moved, the way you preached, or the way you practice what you preached, you know, that really inspired me.
Find out you out here about to be in the pulpit.
but for real, I've had people, I've had mentees come back to me and be like, yo, you don't realize how much, you know, just the way you carry yourself inspired me to do this. Hey, Josh, you going to pursue this avenue, the road less traveled. Even though people are like, hey, I don't know if this is something that you should do, you know, to see you come out of that still smiling, successful, and still accomplishing and moving how you're moving. It's like, yo, that gets me fired up in the morning. And I'm like, to me, that is like, yo, okay. Like, I know I'm on the right track. And whether it's like, hey, you know, it's inspired them to get on the right track, or, hey, you know, I was just a small piece to the puzzle to help them get to where they needed to go. Like getting those, hearing that back is like, yo, even if nobody comes back to me and says anything, granted people have come back. But at the end of the day, I know I'm doing something, because I know every time I walk into a classroom full of kids and they're lit up and they're like, yo, What are you doing here? And, you know, like, granted, it's been a little bit more difficult to do that in COVID, but to see people light up, to see people, I was volunteering at with a program in New York, and giving students career advice, letting them pick my brain on everything from prom to, you know, I'm going to study this in college to, you know, what is it like to be in your shoes, like to see kids, like see their faces light up and just starting to see the puzzles and the way that their journeys are starting to connect. Like for me, I'm like, yo, I'm in the right place. Like I'm doing what I need to do. So I hope that answers your question.
It does, man. And similar to you, I enjoy that as well. Like a lot of my scholars that, you know, I work with on a daily basis, like I love when they ask me questions, because for me, I take the time to answer them, because I don't know. They may not have that at home. Like they may be asking, like, you know, sometimes in some households, you know, you're taught to not ask why or ask questions. And so it's just like kind of go with the punches and go with the flow. And so I admire that about you. I really do.
Hey, man, it rubs off from you, because best believe you inspire me every day. And when the days that I don't feel like inspiring you, like, hey, Josh, hey, check yourself. Because we know at the end of the day, time is only we only have so much time here to really leave a footprint here on this earth. And so it's like, hey, what are you going to do to make sure you're paving it forward and inspiring other folks, which is part of the reason why, you know, we're doing this platform. But you know, at the end of the day, this is just who I am as a, it's something that's just built into my core values. And hopefully, you know, I touch a few folks on this platform as well. So that's who I am, man.
Hey, you did. And believe it or not, man, you probably inspired somebody to actually start something that they thought they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, like, there's somebody out here who has a similar story to yourself.
Yep.
And, you know, and I feel like that's why God allowed us to meet each other, because he had this in store.
Yep.
So that we, like I said, we can be that not stumbling block, but we can be that aid
mm-hmm.
that some people need. We could be that encouragement that some people need. And it kind of goes into like what I do, because, you mm-hmm. know, I'm a counselor. I'm also a life and career coach. And I love what I do. Definitely challenging at times. I'm a former teacher. I used to teach business education. I found the need to be a teacher because I was inspired by my two Black male teachers, and I didn't have them until high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Black men, we make up 1% of Black males within education. And I think that's nationwide.
Yep.
So, you know, Jamie Humphrey and Jimmy Newkirk. Jimmy Newkirk was my English teacher, and Mr. Humphrey was my business teacher. And so I really looked up to both of them, and that's how I got into education in a sense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, polar opposite to your story, for me, you know, I grew up with mom and dad until like the age of like 7. And that's when I started living with grandma. You know, she raised me, and up until leaving for college. And, you know, I love that lady. She had 10 kids.
She an OG. We all know about grandma. She OG.
She's an OG, man. She had 10 kids of her own. And then she helped raise her stepkids. And then, you know, she turned around and started raising me at the age of 70. And it was a blessing in disguise, because, like, for me, I didn't understand what I was going through. Like, so much trauma I had experienced at just a tender age, to the point where I just wanted to be reunited with my family. I didn't care about the other circumstances that we were going through as a family. And so, you know, started off in elementary school, very rocky, middle school, rocky. I got sent to a boot camp. You know, academically, I was good. Mm-hmm. I got sent to a boot camp in Eckerd's camp. And, you know, that was, I'm not going to say the worst experience, but I learned a lot about how to manage my anger, in a sense of how to, like, you know, like, coping skills to count to 10 and, like, think before you act, stuff like that.
Yep.
But the lifestyle that we live there taught me how to be thankful and blessed for the things that I currently have during that time. And, you know, the lifestyle that we live was very untraditional. Like, we lived in tents. We had to go build our own. Well, you know, there were so many years, and then you had to rebuild a campsite.
Yeah.
And so you had to, like, cut down trees, like, shake the bark, and then put them in holes. And then, like, I'm not talking about 1, 2, or 3, like, six big trees, dog. And literally you had to get, like, top tar. And then we lived in the woods, and it was just like 12 guys to a group. And we had like a chief. Well, they called him a chief, and like it was part of the Native. It has some type of connection with the Native American culture and the history behind it. And so back then, I really didn't understand like the connection, like I do now. But it was like a therapeutic process. You know, we had chores, and like I remember, I used to get in a lot of fights out there, and to the point where I was just like, you are, you know, I'm gonna chill out, because I really want to go home. And so in a sense, it was just like jail, but for teenagers, like, seriously. And so, you know, and I share more about that in the book to come. I don't want to give too much, but, you know, that experience, I know a lot of parents, they came to me and said, like, they look at me now and they're like, yo, what was that camp called? Because I'm trying to send my child there, because you turned out amazing. Lord. And I'm just like, you know, but it's the whole village, though. Like, I cannot sit up here and say my family did not support me with everything they had.
Mm-hmm.
My aunts, they were the rock of my foundation. Like, they were there for me, taking me back and forth to work when I got to high school, and had a job working at McDonald's. I bought my first car at McDonald's. I worked there 5 years. Mm-hmm. And you know,
is the ice cream machine still broke?
Hey, let me tell you, when we used to have those dip cones, I used to say the ice cream machine was broke because I could not stand that, man. But honestly, though, you know, like middle school was like my roughest year. I got my roughest like years of my life. You know, I had to go like the teen court, got in several fights, and it was just because I had a chip on my shoulder from past experiences that I didn't know how to process. And you know, we tried the therapy thing and it didn't work. And it didn't work because I felt like my therapist, I couldn't relate to him. And so he wasn't using my lingo. And there was no connection. And with all due respect, I was just like, yo, I'm not opening up to this white man. I'm sorry. And now to this day, I don't say I'm sorry because words have power behind them. I'm just like, I'm not opening up to you. And it wasn't nothing personal, but it was just more so it was no connection. And when I was talking to him, I felt like he tried to, in a sense, use tactics that was trying to prove something about me that wasn't really true. For example, ADHD. I don't think I had that, but I remember hearing that word while I was growing up. And so as time came along, you know, came back from the camp, I actually didn't even go to eighth grade. I didn't go to eighth grade because academically I was fine. Mm-hmm. However, while I was at the camp, I did put in a lot of work to get placed back into my right grade because I got held back that my seventh grade year. And, you know, I got placed back in my right grade after going to the camp. And, you know, I came back to James Keenan and they didn't want to accept me back because they were like, you start at an alternative, you end at an alternative. But I had people in my corner. Dana Westerby, she was my foundation beginning James Keenan. Like, she took me under her wings and she supported me. Miss Sykes, Miss Powers, Amy Powers, Miss Monk, and all of them. Like, they was like my foundation then. And so that's why I have a lot of respect for women, because while I was growing up and while my mind was being molded, that's who molded my mind. Women, right. Strong women. And so, you know, I at James Keenan still got in trouble despite the support system. You know, got kicked. Actually, I got sent to an alternative school. We call it the Renaissance Center. I got sent there twice. And, you know, it was because I was crying out for help and I didn't really know. I didn't have a relationship with my dad, still don't to this day. And I was crying out for help, but I just didn't know where to turn. It was just like the question I asked. Sometimes I ask to this day, where do you go when the world hurts you the most?
Yep.
And for me, it wasn't until I had Mr. Humphrey, I think my 10th, 11th grade year. And then I had Mr. Newkirk my 12th grade year. And then I had Mr. Lee. He was my pre-college advisor who kind of helped me get exposure to colleges. And so I had those people in my corner, but still I was also going through some things that they didn't really know. And so it was just like, how do I now become comfortable with somebody who I've never interacted with really? And yeah. So don't get me wrong, I had uncles, but they didn't live around here. And so growing up and living with my grandmother, working like jobs and at McDonald's, you know, it taught me a lot. It taught me how to be independent. And so when it got to my 12th grade year, I knew I wasn't going to college. I didn't bother to apply because I was told all my life in high school and middle school, you're going to be a bum on the street. I remember going word for word with my JRTC instructor. I forgot his name, but he was a light-skinned dude from Fayetteville, North Carolina. And he stood me face to face, nose to nose, and told me I wasn't going to be nothing but a bum on the street. And I told him to H with him. And like, we got into an argument and I think I got suspended, but I didn't care. Mm-hmm. Because one thing my mama told me was to always defend your honor. And for me, I didn't care who you were. I was going to go neck to neck. If like my philosophy back then, fight, win, or lose. And so now that I'm older and, you know, kind of fast forwarding a little bit, like going to James Brunt and the community college route, getting through the dean's list, working 2 full-time jobs, transferring the state, meeting wonderful people like Dr. Gray, Dr. Regina Gavin Williams, Tremaine Britton, and Dr. Grimmett. Like, those were my influential people. Mm-hmm. That was in my life. And during my, that kind of helped me understand that it's okay to normalize not being okay. It's okay to go to therapy to be able to process your trauma.
Yep.
Because I felt like in college, I met a lot of wonderful people, but it was just like, yo, I can't really relate. Like, they so excited and I'm over here thinking about like this paper I got due. Meanwhile, I'm also like trying to help my family back at the house. And I'm over here trying to help my little sister, over here trying to be there for my mom and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, how do I now kind of live life for me? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm on this college campus from a small town, one stoplight town. How do I now navigate this system without having that support system physically here?
When was that pivotal moment where you realized that, right? Like, where you were like, because, you know, I think a lot of us, there's a point in our lives where we kind of have that deja vu moment where we're like, yo, okay, like, we out here. I gotta, like, I think you had mentioned before, and this may have been in a previous conversation that we had, where it was like college forced you to address a lot of the trauma and a lot of the things that you had growing up. So like, when was that, what was that pivotal moment for you at NC State where you were like, man, I gotta do something?
Paying rent at Village Green.
Yeah.
It was $5.99 a month.
Yep.
Paying rent. And I felt like, I'm like, yo, is this what adulthood? I didn't ask for this. Like, yo, you can have this. Matter of fact, here's the whole package. Here you go. Return this. I didn't ask for this.
Right.
I think that's fair for me. I was just like, yo, I'm out here. I'm out here paying full-time bills.
Yep.
Living a full-time adult life, going to work. And like, as I look back on that experience, like having campus jobs, like working in admissions and working for Tally Student Union, working at the the College of Education. I was student government. Mm-hmm. I was student senator for the College of Education. I look at all those experiences, I'm just like, yo, how did I pay $5.99 a month? And like, I remember working at Macy's. I quit Macy's on Black Friday.
Oh, you quit right before me. Because I lasted 2 weeks. So hey.
a week for me. Like this lady, she said she was gonna beat me down over a shoe. I said, ma'am, if you feel in your spirit or your Shonda to put your hands on me, please do. Cause I promise you, that's gonna be it. Cause that's how I was raised. I don't put my hands on women. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I got sisters.
They pull up.
And I'm talking about real and best friend type sisters. And like, they'll pull up.
Yeah.
And so, but you know, that was my mindset then. And I won't even entertain stuff like that no more. I was just like, you know what? You got it.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, I don't have time for that.
Mm-mm.
And so for me, it was like paying rent, like having responsibilities. And so, you know, graduating NC State. Matter of fact, I reached out to counseling again to help me process that trauma. I can't even skip that. Reached out to counseling again. And, you know, still no Black men in counseling. And I felt like that's what I needed in order to be able to fully open up to someone about my problems, or at least someone who looked like me. And so that's what inspired me to go into this field. You know, one, to bring representation. That's key. I believe in kids can't be what they don't see.
Yep.
And so, you know, which then led me to going to Johns Hopkins. And a lot of people to this day, you know, kind of going back to what you said, like people come up to me and like, yo, I am proud of you. Like my friends back in high school, they're like, yo, I don't know what happened, but you made a complete 360. And I was just like, you know, like I even had, you know, girls trying to talk to me now, like, nah, you
won't. Oh, so you got, so you got the juice is what you
nah, saying. You won't even give me the time of the day back in middle school or high school. And you trying to holler at me? Nah, man, go ahead. And so, you know, like it's just been able to have all those opportunities going to a number one school, top 10 school in the nation. And then about to graduate in a few weeks, actually.
Hey. Claim it. Go ahead and claim it. What we got? Masters of what?
Masters in education, man.
Yes, like, sir. Love to see it.
And like, I'm excited about this opportunity because as I look back over my life, I'm supposed to be a statistic, man. Honest to God. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm supposed to be that one that was on the street. And I was very close. Mm-hmm. Very close. But you know, God allowed me to have a second chance. And I feel like on my second chance journey, I'm trying to make the best of it.
Yep.
You know, I'm back home working in the town that I grew up in. And it's challenging because, you know, I'm a millennial. I like to have fun. I like to go out. Kind of like what I said at the beginning of the story. I had to go like maybe 30, 40 minutes to go to the beach. But at the same time, it was worth it. It was worth the drive.
Right.
And so, you know, it's now about finding balance. How do you find balance in this? How do you find balance in having a social life? How do you find balance in maintaining your sanity while in grad school and relationship and things like that? Mm-hmm. And so for me, like, and also owning your business, how do you find that balance? And honestly, man, it's continue to live, organize yourself, but most importantly, prioritize yourself first.
Yes.
And I've learned that the hard way. Like a lot of times we put other people first, whether that's relationships, businesses, jobs, or whatever the case may be, we put other people first and then we get mad at ourselves because we made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Like you can't get mad. Well, you can, but it won't do you no, it won't do you any good to get mad at yourself if you know you're not putting yourself first. So for me, I'm very thankful for the people who were in my life who helped mold me to have the skills and the qualities that I possess currently, because I may not tell them that, but I'm telling them now, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And though I'm not a person or like, you know, well, I'm not gonna say a person, but a perfect person. However, I haven't forgotten you and I haven't forgotten how to help other people because they instill a quality that my grandmother constantly preached to me. Mm-hmm. And I, for that, you know, if you're living day after day with little thoughts to helping other people, then what is your purpose? Because God put us here to serve. And, you know, mm-hmm. not everybody believe in God. But then what is your, going back to what is your why? What is your mm-hmm. why here? And if you don't know that, that's okay. But discover that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it brings me to this last point. You know, that's how I give back to my community. You know, I established a scholarship foundation, the You Too Deserve a Chance Foundation, and that is for scholars who of James Kennan High School. And I established that foundation to help provide a chance for individuals who are like me. And, you know, if you're interested in donating to that on our actual website, you can go to the about page and you can click on that link. And I have a link up there under my picture. Or you can go to the website directly, but you know, it's very important, man, that, you know, we give our flowers to people while they're still here on earth. Mm-hmm. I'm about to normalize this. I appreciate you, man. Like you have, I'm serious, man. Like it's many days I have reached out to you like, yo, I'm tired of this. I'm about to quit. I'm about to do this. And like, but you didn't like, man, Mike, stop whining. Like you heard me. You mm-hmm. listened to every single thing that I said. You didn't give me advice. You didn't tell me what to do next. You just listened.
Yeah.
And I want to help normalize that. It's okay to talk to your boy, your homie, mm-hmm. your G, whatever you want to call him. It's okay to talk to your homie. It's okay to tell him you love him. Like, it's okay. Because at the end of the day, I know where I stand with my sexuality.
Right.
Like, I'm not uncomfortable doing that. And so I appreciate you, man. Like, I'm blessed to be on this platform with you. I know God would allow us, will allow us to do great things for other people and allow other people to bless us. But most importantly, I can't end on this note. You know, it's the power of a growth mindset. Most importantly, it all starts with you. But if you don't know where you're going in life, I challenge you today, stop, think, assess, learn how to move forward, what you need to do, and then proceed on your journey. Because here today and gone tonight, it all starts with you.